Well, something I think that I owe you is kind of a review of things that I really think helped make me rich. Yes, folks, I know a lot of you have read a lot of books, played a lot of games. As someone who's now north of 50, I want to talk about some things that made me rich and really go and look at them together. Specifically, I want to talk about a board game that was life-changing. Yes, folks, I'm talking about the board game Cash Flow. We will talk about that in more detail. I've come up with 10 things that the game Cashflow taught me that were eye-opening. But first, folks, I want to go to my website one rental at a time because I have a whole laundry list of things that helped make me rich. And I want to share all of those with you, and we can discuss each of them in detail. So let me share my screen. If you haven't gone to my website yet, onerentalatatime.com, please do. A lot of you have heard me talk about the 54-year spreadsheet. All you have to do is look at this screen, go down to the far right. It says get 54-year spreadsheet. If you do that, put in your email, it will be emailed to you and you will have it to your heart's content. We do talk about mastermind, store, all of that, but I want to go to this third tab on the top. It said these made me rich. So if we go to that, obviously we have my two book recommendations, One Rental at a Time, 15 Conversations with Real Estate Millionaires, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I have given plenty of credit to. Then there's The Real Estate Millionaire by Gary Keller. That was a book that, again, you've heard me talk about reading the last 20 pages over and over. In fact, Gary Keller's book is the reason I wrote 15 Conversations with Real Estate Millionaires, because I wanted to create a book that I could have used at the beginning. The first 5 years suck. And if I could have had my book, I would have had more confidence that it would have paid out. A lot of us need confidence to get through those 5 years. And that's why I wrote that second book. Then there's The One Thing, which I think is very eye-opening. I talk about focus and daily discipline. We've got Gary Vee, which I've come to appreciate and love. Gary Vee called Crushing It. We have, of course, Can't Hurt Me. I love that extreme ownership. And there's a one book that not a lot of people talk about. I found it really good. How to Get Rich by Felix Dennis. It's kind of an obnoxious cover. At least I think it's obnoxious, but damn, it was a very good book. Not a lot of people have talked about that. We do have some technologies. PropStream is something I'm actually going to bring on the channel again on Monday. Again, I think there's a lot of, I think the real estate market is slowing down, which means more and more of us can look for deals and reach out. And of course, Hemlane, if you're a new property manager or self-managing, is a great tool. So here we go. This is the cash flow game. The cash flow game, a lot like Monopoly. I want to talk about the things that I learned from the cash flow game. I have a list in front of me. Number one, living in the rat race. And if you haven't played the game, the rat race is that center circle on the board there. It's a pretty small part of the board. And that is really eye-opening. Like, if you want to live just in this little world of cash flow, actually, you know what? I'm going to stop sharing my screen so we can just talk. Let me do that. So, again, I got 11 things. I got a laundry list right here. Number one, again, living in the rat race. And one of the things that I always thought was interesting when I unpacked the cash flow game the first time, it has this big board, like this big maze on the outside. But you spend the first, I don't know, 80% of the game on this little wheel that looks like hamster wheel, right? And it just hits different when you realize if you want to play small, you're going to play here. And oh, by the way, you can never win the game playing here. You can only win the game by getting on the bigger board. I think that is really, really cool. And again, I want to tell you, playing here in the small game takes discipline, all of that. But once you get to the outside, it really does get interesting. Number two, one of the things that I didn't appreciate about the game until much, much later was you start the game. One of the first things you do is you pick dream, right? You can call it a vision or goal. Like, what do you want to do once you get there? Like, okay, great. You're on this 10-year journey to retire early. You heard Dion, Anna, Matt, Coach, all of us talk about that the last week. A lot of you replied with, Michael, you don't get it. I love what I do. My grandfather worked until he was 92, blah, blah, blah. Great. If that's what you want to do, great. It's all good. If you're doing what you choose to do, great. You win. But a lot of you, if you really step back, you would acknowledge that you have a bigger dream or a different dream. To be clear, I don't think anybody should retire early and just check out. I think that would be a great disservice. And if you're like me, you will be very unhappy very quickly. But having a vision, like I'm going to help people learn to read, I'm going to learn a new language, I'm going to do whatever it is. I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to build homes. I'm going to, whatever it is, have a dream for once you earn it. Number three, this is a big one. This is a big one. I have played this game over 100 times. And I could predict very quickly who is going to win based on whose job you get. Now, it isn't always the case. I would say I'm accurate about 75% of the time. And if you and I were going to play the cash flow game, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, and I'm a teacher, I will beat you 9 out of 10 times. High paid job is a trap. High income job is a trap. It is a trap. It is a trap. Number four, it is all about disposable income. Folks, you've heard me talk about this for years. Your income doesn't matter. Your net income doesn't matter. The only number that matters is your disposable income. How much money could you theoretically light on fire and nothing changes? That money becomes seeds for future growth. It's all that matters. Discretionary income, disposable income, whatever you want to call it. Number five, and this is coming from somebody who has an advanced degree, an MBA. Was an accountant, has an econ degree. The income statement and balance sheet. I have one of the original versions of this game. I think it was 300 bucks when I bought it. It was very expensive. It's not 300 bucks anymore, thankfully. But the original version, I don't know if the new version does, but actually came with paper income and balance sheets. And there is so much value in understanding how decisions impact your balance sheet and your income statement. Folks, please understand how your decisions impact your income statement and your balance sheet. Number six, assets sometimes go on sale. Assets sometimes go on sale. Stocks, real estate, commercial real estate, assets sometimes go on sale. Number seven, bad things happen. Yes, folks, bad things happen. Divorce, job loss, audits, all this kind of stuff. Bad things happen in the game. You don't know when they will happen. How do you handle them? How do you move on? Doodads are real. How many of you said over the last year or so, I deserve X? I deserve a $3,000 Prada bag. I deserve a $300 pair of Air Jordans. I deserve a $20,000 Rolex. I deserve a new car. I deserve, I deserve, I deserve. Doodads are real. Number nine, you got to start with small deals, right? One of the things you'll see in the game is you will have a choice as you're going through the rat race, as you are playing small in the beginning of the game. You will have the ability to choose small or big deals. If you are someone who is early in the game and you are swinging for big deals, I don't like your chances. I don't like your chances. You got to cut your teeth on the small deals. Then you go to the big deals. Number 10, wait for great deals. Not average deals. As you start to play the game, you start to understand all the different cards and all the different things. You don't have to do an average deal. You don't have to swing at every pitch. You can wait for great deals. This is what I talk about all the time. You bust your butt, you have a buy box, you learn average. Once you know average, great. Now we're only going to do great deals. And I have a bonus one for you. I know I told you I was only going to give you 10. I want to give you 11. Once you are out of the rat race, once you are out of the small part and you are playing the big game, things get really, really good. And as someone who has been playing this game in real life, let me just tell you, it is really, really good. So, folks, do me a favor. Go to my website, onerentalatatime.com. Of course, get the 54-year spreadsheet. You can hear our story. There's a lot of great data there. But go to the tab, the third button on the right that talks about These Made Me Rich. Go ahead and check out the books I recommend and the game. Check out the game. There's lots of there. But again, the 11 things, living in the rat race, living in the rat race is very small. You want to have a much bigger life. You must have a vision or goal, a target, something to do after you retire. High income is a trap. It's all about disposable income. Need to understand how financial decisions impact your income and your balance sheet. Assets sometimes go on sale. Bad things happen. Doodads are real. Start with small deals, then big deals. Wait for great deals, not average deals. And once it's out of the rat race, things get really good. Let me know what you think. There are plenty of lessons in that game. Leave a link below or leave a comment below if you've played it. If you'd like to play it, let me know. Thanks again. Later.